Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiur and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now in Masechet Torayot, Daf Gimel Amud Bet, about to take a look at the second, third, and fourth Mishnayot in the first parak. Haru Beit Din V'Yadusha Ta'u V'Chazur Bahen. So Beit Din gave a Hora'ah, and they knew that they made a mistake, they retracted, and now somebody sinned based on their error. Regardless of whether or not the Beit Din already brought their korban, v'alach masal pi, and somebody sinned based on their original ruling. Rabbi Shimon poter Rabbi Elazar mer safek. Rabbi Shimon says that the guy is still off the hook. Rabbi Elazar says there's a safek. We'll see that. Now, ezu safek, not so clear. Yashav lo betoch beito chayav. If he stayed at home and didn't travel, then he is chayav as a safek, and we'll see what that means. Halachlum did not say, but if he went traveling after he heard about the Hora and sinned, then Patur, he's certainly Patur because he had no better way of information. Amar Rabbi Akiva Mode ani bazeh shu karov patur min hachova. It's very hard to figure out what Rabbi Akiva means by Mode ani bazeh. It's also difficult that he would be saying this to Rabbi Eliezer, who is his Rebbe. That's why it's probably Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua, one of his students. Mode ani bazeh. Shehu karov liptur min achova. He is closer to Ptur in a case where he traveled, and therefore he should be Ptur. Amar l'Benazai. So Benazai said, Rabbi Akiva, Maishna zeh min ha-yoshev beito. How's that any different than the guy sitting at home? And the answer is, Shashev beito, afshar shayel lishmo shishma, v'zeh lo haya lo afshar shishma. A guy sitting at home could have heard about the retraction, and maybe should have paid more attention. A guy traveling, there's no way he would have heard. Okay, next Mishnah. Haru beit din lakort kol aguf. Let's say beit din decided, made a ruling that uprooted an entire piece of Torah. For instance, Amru ein nida b'Torah, ein shabbat b'Torah, ein avodat kochavim b'Torah, harei ilup turin. Then the Beit Din is patur because that is not in our parsha. But harul avatal miktzad l'kayem miktzad, but if they instructed that you keep the mitzvah, but some of it is not relevant or they're wrong about, harei l'chayevin, then Beit Din is chayav. Now, what's tricky in Horayot among many things is the word patur and chayav sometimes refers to the Beit Din, and sometimes refers, which is the inverse, to the individual sinning based on their ruling. Here it's talking about the Beit Din. Ketzad, what's an example? Amru yesh nida b'torah v'al habal shomek yom keneged yom patur. Yesh shabbat b'torah v'al hamotzi mishut echidu shtabim patur. Yesh v'kochavim b'torah v'nishtachavim patur, v'elu chayavin. We'll look at these examples in the Gemara. We'll see a bright that will expand on them. But in each one of these cases, they said, yes, the general institution of Nida, for instance, exists, but this particular prat is different than the real reality. And what? Why is that the case? Shenemar v'na olam davar davar below kol aguf, meaning a component has to be missing. They have to make a mistake about a component, but not about the entire institution. Okay, I'm viewing my rab. My time at Rabbi Shimon. Why does Rabbi Shimon say you're patur if Beit Din issued an errant ruling and then they retracted it and you still followed it? The answer is Hoel Vishut Beit Din said, because you're acting based on the permission of the Beit Din. Now, Ika da Amri, I'm reviewing a Marav, Omer Haya Vishiman, Kolo Rashi, Atza Barov, Sibur Yachid Ose Ota Patur. Another version of the same thing, Rabbi Shimon said, any instruction that became popular among a majority of the community, and you do it, you're Patur, even though afterward, since then, before you did it, Beit Din had retracted. Vishalon Nahara, Lavchim, Nishong, Lamezi, the whole purpose of Hara is to clarify who's shogging and who's mazid, meaning somebody who does it, even though Beit Din didn't give him permission, is mazid. He did then shogging. Meitave, so watch this challenge to Rabbi Shimon. Parhelem davar shel tzibur sirei avodat kochavim. The parhelem davar shel tzibur, which is our par, the one that's brought if the Beit Din messes up, and the goats of avodat kochavim mitchilago vina land of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says that they're collected with a special collection just for those, which means, that in the way that Rabbi Shimon seems to describe it, that if Beit Din makes an error, then they go around and collect from everybody to pay for this korban, which means the guy should know that Beit Din messed up, and how could he continue to make that mistake? He should have found out. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mitzvatalish Gaidman. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, says it comes from the general fund for korbanot. Now, Amai, Kev and the Gavi Lohavili Hoda. Once the guy gave money for it, then that means he already knows it was an Avera. So how could he continue to behave based on it? So we have several possibilities. First of all, they could have collected without saying what it was for. There's a special collection. Maybe he was out of town at the time. We have another version of this braita which is flipped, and maybe Rav accepts the flipped version. Tanya Ipcha betchila govin land of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says they collect specially. Shimon Omer mitzvat alishkain bain. It comes from the general fund. So it could be Rav has that version, and Rabbi Shimon's fine. Now Tani, Rabbi Meir mechayev, Rabbi Shimon poter. In this case, where they retracted it and the guy still sinned. Rabbi Meir says you're chayav. Rabbi Shimon says you're patur. And that's like the Mishnah. Rabbi Lazar mer safek. That's like the Mishnah. Mishum sumchus amru talui. Sumchus is quoted as saying talui, which means even the safek is a question, which means he's patur. Now, Amr b'yochanan. Asham talui ikibinai. What's the difference between Rabbi Lazar and sumchus? Who then has to bring an asham talui? In other words, Rabbi Lazar says it's a classic safek of a chiyuv chatat, and then you bring an asham talui. Sumchus says even that safek is questionable, you're patur. Now, Amr b'zera, which means, by the way, sumchus is very close to Rabbi Shimon. But Sumchus says, you're not really fully off the hook, we're just unclear. But Shimon says, you're fully off the hook. Now, Mashal Dor Belozer L'mad Dor Adumeh. Why does Belozer say it's an Hashem Talui? Because L'adam Shachal Safek Chelev Safek Shuman V'Nodalo. You ate some meat, you don't know if it's Chelev or Shuman. You found out that it was a Safek. Shemevi Hashem Talui, Hashem Talui, V'lomi Bay, now, V'lomi Bay L'mad Damar Tzibur Maiti, certainly according to the one who says that Tzibur is the one who brings the Korban. Didn't mean for some milta, because then it's well known that Beit Din made a mistake. Even according to the one who says Beit Din is brings it, means that it could be done quietly. For me for some milta, he could have found out. So therefore he says it's an Hashem Talui, because there's a safek here that has not yet been clarified. What's the safek? Whether or not he really found out. Rabbi Yossi bar Avin, v'tem Rabbi Yossi bar Zvida. Eretz Yisrael, we have this report. Mashal, the Sumchus Tamad Amar Lemes. Sumchus is it's Talui, which means you're Patur. How does he view the issue of a retraction and you sinned afterwards? Adam Shevi Kaparato Ben Hashmashot. A guy brought his Korban Kapara, and he brought it between Shkia and Seik. Now, it has to be brought during the day. Safek Mon Yom Kaparlo, Safek Shachashechon Kaparlo. So the question is, did he bring it during the day and he has a Kapara, or at night and not? She'ein Mevi Hashem Talui. He can't bring an Hashem Talui. Why? Because this is a safek that's never become clarified. We never became able to clarify what Ben Hashpashot really is. Not only according to the opinion that says Beit Din brings the Korban when they messed up, which means we might not hear about it. Even according to the Mandar, it says that Tzibur brings, it's a well-known thing, and they would have told him, hey, you messed up. If you have a suffek about Ben HaShvashot, and whether it's day or night, nobody's going to answer the question, unlike Chelev and Shuman. And therefore, he says, we're never going to be able to really know, and therefore, you're patur. Okay, Amarlo Ben, and that's why Sokhos used the strange word talui. Amarlo Ben Azai, so in the Mishnah, Ben Azai said, Ma'ishtamine Yoshev, etc. Shapakamalo Bekiva Ben Azai. Bekiva had a good point. The guy staying at home had a chance to hear, but on the road, he didn't have a chance to hear. They're really disagreeing about a case where a guy is about to leave but hasn't left. Why? He's still at home. He's already sort of on the way and he's not paying attention to what's happening at home, and therefore we let him off. Okay, now the end of the Mishnah, the next Mishnah was that if Beit Din uproots an entire institution of Torah like Avodah Zarah or Shabbat, then our parsha doesn't play. And you are chayav for doing it. And they're patur, that's the main thing. Now, Tana Rabbanan, let's see where this comes. V'nelam davar, v'loshia ker mitzvah kula. Like our Mishnah said. Ketzad, what's an example? Amru, eni davar Torah, in Shabbat batorah, in Amorah, kochavim batorah. Just like the examples in our Mishnah. Yachol, you chayavin, I might think that they're chayav when people do it. Tamalomar, v'nelam davar, v'loshia le mitzvah kula. Only a component has to be mistaken about, not the whole mitzvah. Now I'll explain what that meant in the Mishnah. Shomer Yom Keneged Yom is a Zava Ktana. A Zava who sees Dam outside of the time of Nida for 1 day or 2 days has to keep the next day as a day of Tuma. And she goes to the Mikvah, and that night she's already Muteret Labala. 3 days she has to wait Shiva Nakim. So now, if they said, yes, there's Nida, but you have Bia with a Shomer Yom Keneged Yom, you're Potter. That's a mistake. Yes, Shabbat patur, yes, there is an Isur Malachan Shabbat, but Hotsa is not one of them. Yes, there's an Isur Avodah Zarah, but bowing down to, let's say, an idol that's not normally worshipped that way, you're potter, which is not the case, as we saw in Sanhedrin. Yachol yuptuin, I might think they're even potter there. Well, that's a little strange, because then they're always potter. So he asked as follows, how could you think that? How could they be patur when they kept part and got rid of part? You already said they're patur if they got rid of the whole thing. So my chayavin, where are they chayiv then? What kind of havmin is it? The answer is, Tana hachi kakashla. This is what the Tana means when he says, yachol yupturin. Eima davar kula milta mashma. Maybe the word davar means the entire thing. Meaning, maybe when elam davar means they forgot about Shabbos, not about Motzah. Tamalo ben elam davar. So therefore, ben elam davar teaches us its only component. So my mashma, how did the word ben elam help us decide that davar means a component, not the whole thing? So amar ula, kari ben elam midavar. He's using something that Margoliot later called Olevi Yored, where the end of the word and the beginning of the next word have the same letter. Sometimes it drops out. So the letter, like balaylahu instead of balaylahu, ven alam midavar. So a component was missing. That's Ula's take on it. And it was how alam davar gets us there. Chizkiyahu amar makra, v'asu achat mikol mitzvot. What is mikol mitzvot? V'lo kol mitzvot. Why mitzvot tarti mashma mitzvot is plural. Mikol mitzvot means one of the mitzvot. It's like mitzvah ktiv, but it's written mitzvot. So mi ha mitzvah, meaning part of the mitzvah. Mashem ayalif davar davar mizokin mamre. Actually, we learn as exerisha from davar. Here it's from alam davar. In the case of a zokin mamre, a dissenting voice who maintains his dissent on the Beit Din, who's on Sanhedrin, he's killed for that. There was zokin mamre, kipalim chad davar. So lo tasumin had davar, shigil chavinu small. And just like case of Mamre, Mamre mina davar below kol davar. It's only when he rules about a component, not the whole thing. Afahora davar below kol aguf. Same thing with hora'ah. They have to uproot only a part of it. Aviyodomar Shmuel ein beitin chayvin ad shuru davar she'ein atzukin modin bo. New component that they have to make an error in something that the tzukim don't agree to. Meaning, If the Tzedukim agree that there's Shabbos in the Torah, so it's like another version of the same thing. If the Beit Din says there is no Shabbos in the Torah, that's just not in the Parsha. That's too wild. The Varsha Tzedukim Modin Bo Turin. So my time was the reasons. I'll Zilkar Be'Ravu. Anybody should go to the Beit Knesset and open up a Chumash and you read there's Shabbos, there's need of this Avodah Zarah. Okay, Tanan. Yesh need of a Torah Val Habal Shemet Yom Kedeged Yom Patur. So we see, in our Mishnah we said that if Beit Din says that there is an Isur of Nida, but Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom Yipotifor, now according to Shmuel, that would mean that that's got to be something that the Tzedukim don't agree with. Famai, Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom Ka'aktiv, that's in the Torah explicitly. The Tzedukim who are literalists should certainly accept it. Safra La, she has to count days. Malamit Sofer Rechad Lechad, she counts one day for the day of Tumah. So Damrin and her Arasharia, what we're suggesting is, the Beit Din said you could enter her but not have Kamar Biyah. Gmar Biyah Huda Asira. It's only Gmar Biyah that's Asir. That's the mistake they make. Anamikti and Makorah Arai and all the Arayot, it says that we compare for all Arayot, Ha'ara with Gmar Biyah. So Namrina Kadarka Asira, Shalok Kadarka Shari. Okay, maybe Beit Din said, you can have Biyah Shalok Kadarka. So Hakti Mishkavei Isha, we have the famous Pasuk Mishkavei Isha, which says that Kadarka and Shalok Kadarka are the same, meaning they're treated the same. Oh, so maybe they said, if it's Biyah Shalok Kedarka, you can have Ha'ara, just not Gmar Biyah. Kind of splitting the ends here. Ha'ara Sharya. Yachya for the Nida Nami. So why can't they say the same thing about Nida? In other words, why is the Mishnah searching for Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom? Why doesn't the Mishnah just take an easier path and say, there is Nida, but this kind of halfway Biyah is Mutter? Eliolam Kedarka. Let's go back to the original thing. It's Biyah Kedarka. The Ha'ara, the Tzedukim will say, is only written about an Isha Nida, not about a Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom. Vaitemer da Amri, Zava lo havia ela biyamami. That maybe, what if Beit Din says that a Zava is only also during the days? Kind of weird. Dichtiv ko yamei zova. And at night it's mutter. So in other words, maybe Beit Din says that. The Tzedukim would agree possibly to that. And therefore, they're saying that she's not asura at night is something that would now be akira, not akira kol aguf, and it would be something that tzukim don't agree with, and therefore it would fit into our pattern. Okay, Let's try the next thing. Caring is something that's written in the Nevi'im, but the Sukkim accept it. The famous passage in Yirmiyahu. Don't carry things out of your house to do business on Shabbat. Okay? So now, the Amri, they say, maybe the Beit Din might have said, you can't carry it out, but you could throw it out of the house or hand it over. So that's some way they could have said it, that the Sukkim might have said, oh yeah, we agree that the Hotzah is Aser, but we don't agree with that, that Moshit is Aser, and Beit Din said, yeah, Moshit's Mutter, and then in that case it would count. Now, Tanan, Yesh Avodokach Matorah, Mishtach Patur, Mishtach Aktiva. Again, what we're trying to point out is that Shmuel's test of saying, if it's something that the Tzdukim agree with, if we're saying something that is not in the Torah, that Tzdukim agree it is in the Torah, and it's not in our Parsha, so every one of the three examples given in the Mishnah seems to be something that Tzdukim agree with. So the answer is, Hamishtachave Aktiva. Hamishtachave is written, Nechtiv, Lo Tzdachave L'Acher, not allowed to bow to another God. The Amrikasir, Tzdachave Kadarkas. Maybe the Tzdukim, the Beit Din says, it's only also to bow down when that's the Avodah Zarah of that thing. Kadarkasharia. But if it's Pa'or or Mercury, you could bow down to it because that's not the way it's normally worshipped. Another possible is Dami Shtachavai Gufa Kedarka Hudasir Deepa Pishit Yadam Raglai. Maybe Shtachavaya is only when you really lay flat, prostrate. Aval Shtachavai Delepa Pishit Yadam Raglai Sharia, but if you just kind of move your head down, that's also okay. So in other words, there are ways the Beit Din in each one of these things could have issued a ruling that the Tzduki would be very comfortable with and say, yeah, it's not in the Torah, and it's wrong, and that would fit Shmuel's litmus test. Okay, by Rav Yosef, Ein Charisha B'Shabbat Mahu. What if the Beit Din issued a ruling, said plowing is not an Isra on Shabbat? Mi Amrin Kevin Takam Modu B'Chulu Milta. Since they agree that Shabbos is there, Kavitu Miksat or Kumiksat Dami, that's like part, a segment, and that fits the bill. Aduma Kevin Takakarian Le the Charisha Koli Kar. But on the other hand, they've totally uprooted, sorry for the pun, uprooted plowing. Kakirat Guf Dami, it's like uprooting a whole mitzvah. The example in our Mishnah is the Nida. They're totally wiping out Shemet Yom Keneged Yom, and yet that fits the bill. So Harisha should also work. We already gave an answer to that. All sorts of specifics. Not to wipe out Shemet Yom Keneged Yom. Let's test this. Toshma. So if getting rid of Hotzah still is okay, it's only a segment, getting rid of Harisha should also be. So Atam Nami Kedishanin, again there, we said maybe that's just talking about Zorek or some subset of Hotzah. We already gave an answer to that. Which means now we don't really know if the Beit Din would say that there is no Isser of Harish at all b'Shabbat, if that's called uprooting an entire component, an entire piece, and therefore they're patur, or that's called a segment and they're chayav. All right, we don't know. Boy, Rabbi Zera, ain't Shabbat b'Shvi'i. There it said, there is no Isser of Shabbat during Shemitah year. Now, but my toy, where could their mistake be? Ba'adein kra, because this pasuk says, b'Harish v'katzir tishbot, that the Torah says you have to not plow or harvest on Shabbat. You read it like, maybe Shabbat only applies during year when there's plowing. Like a Harisha, like a Shabbat. Maybe there's no Isra Shabbat in the year where there's no plowing, like Shemitah. So, perhaps because they're still keeping Shabbat around during the other 6 years, that's called a component. Or maybe because they're totally uprooting Shabbat for that year, that's like uprooting the whole mitzvah. So let's see. Ravina Toshman, Navish Nabela Kor Davar Midvei Torah Chayav. The Navi comes and says, "We're going to uproot something from the Torah." It's Chayav. It's Tomei Tzad Kuyim Tzad Shimon Omer Patur. But if he only uproots part of it, like he says the Tefillin, but only three parshiot or something, then Rabbi Shimon says you're Patur. When it comes to Avodah Zarah, even if he says worship today and tomorrow, negated is chayav. So what do you see from there? Even though it's a temporary cessation, during that time it's a total uprooting. Even Rabbi Shimon agrees. So therefore, if you say worship Avodah Zarah tomorrow, the next day cancel it, you're chayiv, because that's akirat kol aguf. So therefore, ein shabbat b'shvit kivitu miktsat v'kiv miktsat dami. So that's called miktsat, because Rabbi Shimon specifically used the example in Avodah Zarah to say there afilu, said because that's miktsat, and therefore when it comes to this, beitim would be chayiv, because what they're saying is the other 6 years there is shabbat. So on Shabbat and Shemitah, there is no Shabbat, and therefore it would fit the bill. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up with the next Mishnah on the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.